The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said their multi-phased service replacement plan to upgrade the G train will start on June 28, and a shuttle bus will service all stations as the transit agency makes upgrades to its signal system that is 90 years old. The signals on the G train date back to when the line originally opened in the 1930s and are a frequent source of service disruptions and delays, according to a news release. A phased outage is the best way to deliver this project in the most cost-effective way while also minimizing long-term impacts for riders, said MTA Construction and Development President Jamie Torres Springer. This project will upgrade those signals and will also replace 30 miles of track and more than a dozen switches along the entire G train corridor. This is MTA Construction and Development's first design-build signal modernization project and will be utilizing innovative design and construction techniques to reduce the project's cost and impact to customers, according to the news release. These improvements may lead to full-sized G trains to run on the line, MTA Chairman Jana Lieber said at a press conference on Wednesday. Starting at 9:45 p.m. on June 28 to July 5, G trains will not operate in either direction between Court Square and Nassau Avenue. From 9:45 p.m. on July 5 until the morning of August 12, G trains will not operate in either direction between Court Square and Bedford Nostrand Avenue stop. From 4:45 a.m. on August 12 until the morning of September 3, G trains will not operate in either direction between Bedford Nostrand Avenue and Church Avenue. Additional weeknight or weekend changes are also expected during the project. Click here to view maps of shuttle bus service.